think it's kind of early to tell on that. You know, if you look nationwide, we're starting to see some numbers that are not in the what they had anticipated at first. You know, that high risk elderly population, that tends to be overwhelmingly what we're seeing in Illinois. But again, like you said, we've been doing remote learning. We don't know what that is exactly going to look like. So I believe the ISBE and IDPH, Department of Public Health, have worked really hard to set up some guidance, and I know there's opinion on this all over the place. But we are actually working closely with the school. We offered to be on their transition planning team if necessary. I talked to Superintendent Scott Petrie yesterday about some things that he had some ideas on. So I know that they are working hard at that, and it's going to be an adjustment for everyone. But at this point, like I said, we've not seen those lower numbers as far as school-age children, you know, really young folks that have been in any of our positive cases at all. And I think, you know, as we have said from the beginning, and I know this has been just a struggle for everyone, this has been hard because we've not experienced anything quite like this, and we don't have all the answers scientifically to say, yes, this is, you know, exactly who's going to be affected by this, that type of thing. And so I think that they are taking the best science that they possibly can and saying, okay, we're now going to apply that into this situation. And you're right, the social distancing, the physical distancing, and the face masks are a big part of that.